Thank you all for coming this evening to our forum, The Wall Must Fall. And we hope you will join in the discussion of how we can develop the popular strength to compel our Canadian government to implement the decision of the International Court of Justice. To help us do that this evening, there will be three presentations. The first will be Linda Beavis, who will be speaking about the particulars of the International Court of Justice decision and what that means for us. I will then come back and speak a bit about what is going on the Canadian political scene, the Canadian government, business community, various Canadian political parties, and the Canadian populace. And then we will have Derek O'Keefe speaking to us about opportunities for developing a cross-Canada campaign against the wall. It is great to see so many people here. It has been a difficult few weeks for those of us who care about peace and justice in this world. We've had the U.S. elections. We have had the U.S. launch their latest assault on Fallujah in Iraq, and I see many of the people who were at the vigil for Fallujah earlier this evening here, so thank you very much for making it out here. And as well, we have had Yasser Arafat's death. And we are not going to have an evaluation of what Yasser Arafat has meant to the Palestinian community and the Palestinian cause. In a lot of ways, for us organizing, Arafat's death really changes nothing. Palestinian leadership has not been the problem. The problem is Israeli occupation, and that continues. And so we are here today to continue in our organizing efforts to create as much democratic space as we can for the Palestinian people, both in the Palestinian territories and in the diaspora, to make these decisions as to who and what their leadership will look like for themselves, because that is what self-determination means. We are holding this event this evening in solidarity with the Palestinian Grassroots Anti-Apartheid Wall Campaign, and this is the second year of activities called by the Anti-Apartheid Wall Campaign. They have chosen this week, some of you will know, 15 years ago on November 9th, the Berlin Wall came down, and so they have selected this week to take inspiration from that. Walls can be built, but walls will be torn down. And so I'd like to just briefly read you greetings from Palestine, from the Palestinian Grassroots Anti-Apartheid Wall Campaign. Greetings from Palestine. The second national and international week against the apartheid wall has arrived. This year in Palestine, even more land has been razed, more trees have died, and more families are unable to access their lands, workplaces, and schools. The poverty increases as our third Nakba is showing its devastating face further and further as each day passes. The apartheid wall, the biggest land grab since Israel occupied the West Bank and Gaza in 1967, leaves us with 13% of our land, encaged and controlled in isolated Bantustans. The construction of the wall reinforces Israel's 50-year-old apartheid regime as it imprisons entire cities and villages behind 8-meter-high cement blocks, together with their daily humiliation, home demolitions, closures, checkpoints, destruction of our land, confiscation of our water resources and agricultural lands, expansion of settlements, Israeli-only apartheid roads, and settlement industrial zones, all of which are strengthening Israeli colonization that amounts to nothing less than the third chapter of the expulsion of our people. Our struggle against the apartheid wall continues. We will not leave our land. Our land is our life and dignity. It is our existence and the future of our children. Israel can continue to steal our land, to demolish our houses, to kill our children, but they cannot kill the spirit of resistance in our people. Palestine is our country. It is our homeland. We don't have any future away from its land, water, and air. Here we are born, and here we will die. This last year has been a year of great and sustained demonstrations against the apartheid wall throughout the West Bank. We had to mourn martyrs, but we will continue our resistance. We appreciate the unconditional and concrete support from all movements, organizations, and solidarity groups that are mobilizing this week. Your support is significant for our struggle, and we feel that we are not alone. Last year, tens of thousands of people demonstrated in 25 countries around the world, supporting our call to tear down the apartheid wall and end Israeli occupation. This year, the mobilization is expected to be equally strong. The call of boycott and sanctions against Israeli apartheid is growing all over the world and will be heard loudly throughout this week. The International Week Against the Apartheid Wall reinforces our belief that we will win and that the only path ahead is to continue in the struggle for freedom together. And together we will win. Together we will liberate Palestine and Iraq. Tear down the apartheid wall, boycott and sanctions against Israeli apartheid. Free Palestine. So now I would like to call on Linda Beavis, who is going to help us understand what the ICJ decision means. I understand there were some leaflets handed out to people at the top of the stairs, but despite what the leaflet says, the International Court of Justice is not nothing. It is the principal judicial organ of the United Nations, and we either choose to live in a world governed by international law, or we choose to live in a world where some countries are not controlled by, they're not restrained in their use of power by law. And so we have that choice to make. And so Linda.